Welcome to the Unscripted SEO Interview Podcast. Yes, it's 100% unscripted, 100% unrehearsed, 100% unedited, and 100% real. I'm your host, Mark A. Preston. If you personally could change one thing in the industry, just one thing, what would it be?
I think it would have to be the stranglehold of some ideas that have persistent regardless of the data that's available. Now, I think that John Mueller and other folks within Google often give exact answers that aren't exactly right. That, no disrespect to Danny or anyone, because they can't. There is an algorithm that does not have transparency. So there are some persistent ideas like word count that always pops up. Like the other day, I was just working with a client. And I said, we'd do 302 because it's temporary. And they came back and said, well, why wouldn't we do 301? Because they've obviously looked it up and they said, well, this is permanent. I've said, well, the information we have, it's not. So there's lots of resources out there that a small piece of information that people have held on to as being exact or right. And things like exact match domains and elements like that, you know, there's still a business. We know through data that anything can work. All right. And I mean that in a distinct narrow funnel scenario. All right. And so people hold on to those ideas saying, well, I did this and it worked. I added in keywords, meta tag, and look, it worked. Yeah. We hold on to things in this industry that have been proven not to be as valuable as just getting great content that answers a query, satisfying an intent completely. We know that. It's just we still hang on to these little things as an industry in this, you know, and it's pitched by some people that should know better. And so that perpetuates. And unfortunately, people come into the industry not knowing the truth about a lot of different elements. You know, big sites, like you said, and we started off, big sites, you can make a small change and you can see the effect. All right, so you can get data that shows you what the outcome might be. But then you get another big site with a completely different business model, a completely different audience, and you can try the same thing and it won't work. And so there is nothing apart from create great content that's discoverable, indexable, crawlable, that disambiguates and is exactly aligned with a particular topic, entity, or sub-entity, whatever you want to say. Those are the key things. The rest of it is a lot of BS that might work for one site but won't work for every site. And really, as an SEO, especially in the industry, it annoys me that you come up with a cookie cutter approach that, unless it is about the core fundamentals, is just specific to an industry, a vertical, a topic, or a particular point in time. So that may be, I almost got passionate there, Mark. As in, there are people that perpetuate these things that have no clue about big sites or B2B or whatever, e-com. They're just pushing stuff out there that has worked once and will never work again. So yeah, hopefully that gives an idea of where I'm passionate at. I think you should learn knowledge that is applicable across every site, and that means it's not tactics. It's learning a strategic approach to looking at a site. And then you can apply the tactics that will work for that site, that industry, that vertical.
You've been listening to the Unscripted SEO Interview Podcast with me, Mark A. Preston. Join us next time as I interview more top SEO professionals.